John, the writer of the fourth gospel, begins the passage that we read today with these words. On that day, you know that day in your life that changed everything? What was it? Your wedding day? Was it the day that you realized your life was going in the wrong direction and you decided to change course? Was it the day that you saw the person you would love for your whole life from across the room? Was it the day of your graduation? The day your child was born? The day you lost your job? Or the day that someone you love died? Whatever day it was, you know what I'm talking about when I say that day. The day that changed your life. That changed the direction of your life. Everybody's got a that day. Maybe more than one that day. Well, for the disciples, it was on that day that everything changed because Jesus showed up. By the way, happy Easter. And thank you for being here. You know, Easter is not one day. Last Sunday, we had 1,200 people packing this place. Today, well, thank you for being here. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. I have written a book about this. It is called Resurrecting Easter, because we don't understand what Easter is anymore. Everybody throughout the world dresses up in their finest. We have this wonderful day of celebration, but then where are they today? Everybody goes back to life as normal. Easter is not one day, it's 50 days. You see, Jesus had to appear more than once. If he appeared once, who would have believed the people that saw him? He had to appear over and over and over again over the course of many, many, many days because he had to bang it into our heads. It's so strange. We Christians are really good at Lent. We can sustain discomfort for 40 days, but when it comes to joy and celebration, it's like, we just can't sustain the feast. So thank you for being here, and happy Easter. So it was on that day. And then John says, the first day of the week. And what day is it today? Is it what day? The first day of the week, right? Which is why we worship on this day. It was on that day, the first day of the week, and the disciples were scared. The doors were locked because they were scared of the Jews. You know, as I've gotten older, I've come to believe that all human beings, at our root, at our source, we all are afraid. Maybe you're afraid of getting sick. Maybe you're afraid that you won't be successful. Maybe you're afraid of not having enough money. We have so many kinds of fear nowadays that we've come up with all these new words for them, like flavors of ice cream. We have flavors of fear. We've got your worry over here, your anxiety here, stress, feeling overwhelmed and busy, feeling angry, but what you really are is afraid, feeling depressed. But at the root of that is fear. The truth is that human beings, we don't know what's going to happen next in our lives. And so if we're really honest, we are afraid. In fact, the only people I have ever met who aren't afraid have the most structured, safe lives that they've spent their entire life trying not to be afraid. and they don't really do much of anything. But if our lives are going to involve any change and any risk, or just having a human body, things are going to happen. And we are afraid. Whether it's of ourselves becoming ill or losing someone we love, or just of death itself. We're all like the disciples, locked inside of ourselves, afraid. Jesus shows up in this passage today. He shows up out of nowhere and he says something really, really important. In fact, he repeats this phrase 3 times in today's gospel. And you and I know that Jesus really never repeated himself. In fact, everything that Jesus said in the gospels is so very deep that I think you could meditate on it for a lifetime and not get to the depths of its meaning. So for Jesus to repeat himself 3 times, well, I think these are really important words. He was trying to tell us something. And what he said was this: peace be with you. Peace be with you. Now, like all of things that Jesus said, there are many layers to what he was trying to tell us. And Jews of the day would greet one another, and they still do today. Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. But Christians through the centuries have come to believe that with these words, Jesus was giving us a gift, which is why all over the world, the ancient churches, before we celebrate communion, the priest will come out and say to you, "Peace, the peace of the Lord be always with you." And you are supposed to say to one another, "Peace be with you, peace be with you." We call it the peace because we believe that if you're in the presence of God, that is the gift, the peace that passes all understanding. We believe that Jesus gave us something when he returned from the dead. He gave us this peace, but it is so profound that we don't even really know what it is. What was he exactly trying to tell us? What is it that he was trying to give us? Hundreds of years ago, there was a woman who also locked herself in a room, but it wasn't because she was afraid. It was because she wanted to hear the voice of God. So she moved into a room attached to a little church in the small town of Norwich, England. People thought she must be holy, because who else would want to do something like that? So they would put food through the window to her. And sometimes people who needed advice would come by and they would talk to her through the window. But other than that, she did nothing but pray for her whole adult life. Her name was Julian, Julian of Norwich. And after many years, she finally did hear the voice of God. And this is what God said to her. All will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. All will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. In other words, everything's going to be okay. Peace be with you. How many of you have seen the movie Everest? Anybody? Nobody at 8. Oh, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a few, 6. At the 9 o'clock, there were people who actually met the man that this story is about. It's a true story about people who I think must be at least extremely OCD or crazy, who want to try to climb Mount Everest, where human beings can't breathe, but other than that, it's a good thing to do. So the movie has these men and women climbing up to this impossible height, and of course some of them die and some survive, and it's very engaging and terrifying. Well, one of the things that they had to do in order to get up to the top of Everest was the Sherpas would put ladders across gaps between the mountains. So in one scene, there's this ladder that is straddling between two peaks. And the hikers have to literally walk across this ladder or crawl across it holding on. Well, one of the men, his name is Beck, and he's still alive today, he gets to the middle of this ladder over an abyss of snow and darkness, freezing, freezing temperatures, and he falls a little bit. And he's just holding on for his dear life. And he's, of course, terrified. And one of the guides says, "Don't worry, I got this." And then he crawls out on the ladder and he holds Beck and he says, "I've got you." And he gets him across. Now, what if Jesus, who had crossed over the abyss of death and then crossed back, is saying, "I got this. I've got you. I'm holding you. Everything's going to be okay. I got this." Peace has nothing to do with what's going on around you in your life. This peace that Jesus gave us, it doesn't matter if your loved ones are fighting. It doesn't matter if there is war in the world or not. It doesn't matter if you've lost your job or kept your job, or if you're sick or well, or how your spouses are doing, or who lives or who dies. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the world around you. It dwells within you. This peace, it was given to you at your baptism. And you can access it. You can touch it. You can experience it, but only by taking time to listen to God. It's underneath all of that fear and all those voices that tell you what a mess everything is, and that you're not looking good, and you don't, and you're too fat or thin, or you're not doing this or that, or all the things that we're afraid of. Underneath all of that, Jesus is saying to you, "I got this. It's already been done. I love you and I'm holding you. And you don't have to be afraid of anything. Not ever again." And once we realize that, once we experience even just a glimpse of that peace, everything is different. Everything. The disciples were so changed on that day that look at Peter in the book of Acts. I mean, he's like a totally different man. Preaching to everybody, confident. Because what does he have to lose? Like we sang in our hymn, the strife is all over. The battle is won. The victory of life is done. Alleluia. "Peace be with you," says Jesus. "I got this." Amen.